Hey everyone, and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news, updates, all that good stuff. It seems pretty hefty this week, Haley.
Yes. Every week.
You're right.
You say this all the time.
I feel like one day they will hopefully, as I put my phone on DND, so unprofessional. Hopefully no one heard that. But I'm getting all my basketball Twitter notification updates. Anyways, back to K-pop. I guess you're right. I feel like there was one day that was mildish, right? There was like one.
Oh. I don't think so. I feel like we always go over an hour.
That is true.
There's not that much
that's
news.
That's straight up facts right there. So thank you everyone for joining us. As always, tune in to the next episode. I'm just kidding.
I wish.
There's a lot of stuff going on this time around. I guess we're going to be talking about Jennie, of course, my girl. She dropped some cool info on us and some stuff going on. We watched a few more music videos, very few comebacks, but it's drama-ish, right? We have some new jeans, or should I say jeans for free stuff going on that just kind of like popped up out of nowhere today. It's a good thing it popped up so we could talk about it. We have some interesting stuff on top from Big Bang.
Yeah,
Haley has a nice,
I do,
nice segment on. Very chunky right there. I'm going to talk about a little bit of IU, a little bit of IVE, a little bit of ATEEZ, a little bit of this new JYP boy group called
Kickflip.
Haley seems to be slightly interested.
Yeah, their music is really good.
And when I say slightly, removed the slightly. She's interested. And we'll, of course, have some BTS Stray Kids and whatever else pops up in between. With that said, don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell. We are the Permission to Stand podcast. We are pretty much available like on almost most podcast streaming platforms. Wherever you're tuning in, if you haven't liked, follow, subscribe, please do that. It helps us. It helps other K-pop stans find us, and we can just chat and have fun, talk together, because you can actually chat with us. We're Haley.
On Instagram, at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Yeah, you could send us DMs there. Many of you have. We're just having fun, light and simpy and funny conversations when Haley and I have the time in between our nursing work duties. We try to throw in some IG stories. You could obviously tell when Haley's posting the stories.
Right. I feel like our layout or the format of posting stories
the
is
font,
different.
Not even the font and layout. I feel like just even sometimes the type of stuff.
Content.
Well, actually, no. I put a lot.
You post guy groups.
A lot of them are funny to me too, especially that. But you're right. But you could tell. You're right with the format and how we say it, and it's funny because some of you guys out there who guys and gals who out there who listen, like you all know who's posting it, and it's like you're like, oh, you're basically already talking to Haley when you're replying, and then when it's something I post, people are like, oh, Joko definitely did. Like this is definitely Joko kind of thing. It's pretty funny. So you guys get us.
Yes,
we're all just multi stans in this multiverse. This K-pop multiverse. But let's get started because, like I said, it's a chunky episode, I feel like. Jennie, let's start out with her. Belated birthday to her. She is actually, I feel like she's my first K-pop bias, right?
Yeah,
I think she was definitely my first K-pop bias. She's still there. She's like still in the top four.
She's around.
She's top four for me still. guess what? So it was her birthday. I think we briefly talked about it, and she was like making posts like about her upcoming album. Guess what? All of a sudden, like a few days later, boom, she drops the news on her account, on her official Auditelier account. Jennie will be having her first studio album called Ruby. I like it a lot. You know, Jennie, Ruby, Jane kind of thing going on. And it's going to be dropping March 7th.
Oh, close to your birthday.
It is. What a great birthday present. Thank you, Jennie. I appreciate that. Trying to make sure she stays relevant to me, right? And also, crazy enough, it's like going to be a full album, like a Rosie.
Yes.
And this one will have 15 songs. She's been working at it.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. Mm. And the features are crazy, too. She's going to be featuring like artists like Childish Gambino, FKJ, Doichi, Dominic, I don't know that one. Dominic Fike?
Fike.
Fike. Fike. Fike. Fike. Dua Lipa, we know that. And Kali Uchis. So I'm sure
a lot of people know. I only know Childish Gambino and Dua Lipa.
And that's it. I'm sure the music will be good, too. 15 songs. That'll be really fun to listen to. Because you're right. I finally listened to Rosie's album. Like, I don't know when. It was like I did the full listen.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Yes.
It was really good. Mm-hmm. And you know what's really good, too? That along with how Rosie and Lisa did it on their last recent comebacks, Jennie also dropped like a signed album version. Which is cool. One of our friends, Zach, is the one that's like in the know for like when they update signed the shops.
Stuff releases.
Especially for this specifically. And, you know, when he messaged me, like, he said he copped Lisa's and Rosie's.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like kind of thinking about this. But it would be cool if he does get it.
Just get all of them.
Yeah. At this point, you know, that's, we were kind of talking, like saying like, yeah, he should just get all of it.
Right.
It's cool because like I think Rosie's and Lisa's. Rosé sold out so fast, though. Yeah. It was kind of like, damn. Mm-hmm. I think Jennie's is still available. But, like, they're signing. I think Rosé's was like she signed her the photo booklet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, on, you know, like the CD itself. Mm-hmm. So it's cool, like, to have that type of collection, too.
Yeah.
For, like, because you know how we have, I have the Born Pink of all their signatures?
Yeah.
But this one is cool because, like, you have, like, their pictures and they sign it, like, mm-hmm. of the album. So mm-hmm. I'm like, damn, should I have bought the other ones? It's too late for the other ones.
Too late. It's fine. Jennie's are biased.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you're right. Yeah, I got to stay. I got to stay focused with my money this year.
Exactly.
Because, oh, yeah, we have to get married. But besides that,
we
have many other.
We have to go to Japan and Korea.
You have trips and we have K-pop barricades to go to, right? That we've already kind of invested in. I think your first one for sure.
Stray Kids already.
I do have Baby Monster already.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly aespa, depending if I could like snipe some tickets. Mm-hmm.
Of course, K-Con.
But aespa's crazy because actually thinking about it, it's like already next weekend.
That's
damn,
aespa's coming up already.
So that's what's kind of going on with that. And I did cop the signed album for Jennie. Yes, and I got the one with the crew neck. With her, like, I like the design of the shirt also, but I didn't like that she was on the back of the shirt. I wanted the ones, like, that are in the front, and the crew neck was the one in the front.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that, and excited about that. Mm-hmm. Let's move on past my K-pop album purchases, which I'm sure many of you have your own. And let's talk about some interesting stuff with going on in cinema. So two K-pop cinema world tour releases are dropping I think worldwide too.
Mm-hmm.
G-Idle will have their world tour Idol in cinemas starting January 29, and it's a limited screening. It's usually like 1 or 2 days only, so check your local listings and look that up because it's a worldwide thing, so you possibly might be able to find them. Usually they're at, like, here in America they're usually at like CGVs or like AMCs maybe. So just check that out, and you could check out and watch their whole, like, world tour. And maybe they have, like, on, like, Screen X, because watching in Screen X is cool. Like, I know in Asia they always hold it in Screen X and stuff. Sometimes if you get lucky for some stuff, like aespa and Blackpink had Screen X here, and we got to watch them. That was cool, but we got to watch Blackpink. I mean, aespa, we did not get to watch them for, because...
Can we watch BTS?
And BTS, you're right. We watched BTS. Well, I don't know if it was... it was Screen X.
Was it?
Because I remember seeing stuff on the side.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm.
So we watched BTS as well. You just got to check your local listings and see what's going on. Because Screen X is the one where, like, it's like the screen, the regular screen in the front, but you also have, like, the walls. The left and the right walls, for some reason, become part of it. So it's like a whole 180 experience.
Yeah.
It's cool. They also have 4DX sometimes, too, so it's like...
Which is cool.
It's like 3D, and you're, like, on, like, one of those simulation roller coaster rides. Mm-hmm. Like the, what are the, right? Like, I was going to say Back to the Future, but that doesn't exist anymore. Or like, what's the Star Wars one? There's a Star Wars one at, in Disneyland.
Oh, I forgot what it's called.
Star Tours. Haley, you did it. Oh, good job. So it's kind of like that for 4DX, but then there's like mists blowing at you and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The other artist, that will be also in cinemas worldwide will be IU. Mm-hmm. And she's doing it for her first world tour that just went and sweeped the whole world recently also. It's the release of her concert. It's called, this movie is going to be called The Winning.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be interesting to see because I think it's also available in like all the multiple formats. But I remember I tried looking at it like here locally. I think it's only in standard formats for some reason. Mm-hmm. They didn't have like 4DX or any of like Screen X or crazy mm-hmm. stuff. But it's going to be in theaters starting February 5th. So like I said, it's usually just like 1 or 2 days. So mm-hmm. if you want to check it out, this is your chance to do it. If you weren't able to watch G-Idle or IU in concert, you could watch them mm-hmm. from the constraints of, I guess, a casual concert.
It's still fun. View.
It's fun, though. But, yeah. I mean, like, it's more, you don't have to line up or right. any of those crazy yeah. stuff, merch and all that craziness. Let's see. Since we're kind of talking about this kind of stuff, let's talk about it now, too. So, JYP Entertainment has confirmed that ITZY's leader will be the first one to have her solo debut. So, Yeji is starting and to prepare and get ready for her first solo debut, and I don't know if it's a full album or just, you know, like a song or two, but mm-hmm. should be excited. I don't think they dropped any dates or times yet, but probably sometime this year, and she's obviously going to be super busy.
I wonder what kind of sound she's going to go for.
Yeah, that's a good, that's always interesting.
She usually does more like rock edge, alternative
we'll sounding. That's, I mean, I liked it too, like when she had her stuff, so that'll be interesting to hear. Let's move on to comebacks because, I mean, it was really minimal. Nothing really much in terms of, like, the groups that we cover popped up. We have been missing, like, the past couple weeks. I don't even know why. It was not even in the list. It already dropped, but I'm just putting her here.
Yeah.
Because she's awesome. It's Mini. So January 21st had dropped already. So G-Idle's Mini, who obviously won me over and is, like, my current. How dare I? She's my current bias. Actually, her and Yuki are, like, like tied. So double bias because of the concert when we saw them. Mm-hmm. I got totally wrecked because I went in as a
Mion
because she kind of looks like Sana. And
she just
like a,
dropped off.
Like Sana clone and BFFs-ish with Sana. Then, yeah, I don't know. Mini and Yuki. I feel like when you go to these concerts live and you see your idols live, everything can change.
Right, because they can... Your bias can end up disappointing you.
I didn't get disappointed by Mion in this case.
No, I know. Or the other ones over.
The other ones just gave me a lot of attention, right?
By like, the other people.
Yeah, the attention. I mean, it's not like any of them are ugly, right? These are all like beautiful and like handsome, like men and women.
Yeah.
And like, so of course, like, and eventually, if someone gives you more attention or something, you get to know them. It's like you just like them more sometimes. Exactly. And that's literally what happened with me and Sana and Momo. And that's why Momo who? Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, Sana really won me over. If you're like a listener from like way back, you guys kind of know my origin story with Sana. Brief summary. Saw Sana at the airport. She was really nice. Like, she bowed at me and like waved. And she, like, the first time we saw twice in concert, she like pointed at me and gave me like all this attention. And she was like really funny and cute. It was... Yeah, she just won me over. And then Momo was,
she's not fun.
She was not fun during one of our other concerts. She takes stuff very personally.
Poor
so
sport.
She, just keep that in mind. Sana, on the other hand, like, I even had, like, a funny sign for, like I had a troll sign for Sana and a troll sign for Momo. Momo didn't take it that well as she, like, continuously ignored us the rest of the concert, even though we kind of... forgave each other, like, literally at the end kind of thing. Like, but Sana, like, was just laughing when I did her Mario thing. And she didn't like the nose thing, the Sana Mario nose. Even though, like, we couldn't record because it was bullshit. For some reason, we couldn't record all those, like, JYP sound checks.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was awesome. Thank you, Sana, for saving me. Let's see. Let's talk about some... oh, one more comeback, actually, Haley. January 29th.
So it's going to be ZB1's Japan album. First EP is Present.
Is it Present or Present?
I think Present.
Like a present, gift.
Like a gift, yeah. Okay.
Funny enough, like I feel like they've been dropping a lot of probably releases from this album, right? Like music video-wise, possibly.
Yeah, they did Now or Never already.
Yeah, see. Like,
as like a pre-release.
And their songs are really good. Their Japanese songs, damn, they sound like... anime songs. Like, yep. It's pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the music videos then. We watched GOT7.
We did. They had their comeback.
Oh, my God. Python mm-hmm. was the music video. And damn.
It's really good.
That's a good song.
It is.
GOT7 still got it. No pun intended.
Right. It's nice seeing them all together.
It is.
Again,
and it's
honestly.
Like, oh, look, Bam Bam and Jackson Wang and then all the rest of them.
Because I feel like Bam Bam and Jackson kind of just like overshadow everyone else because they've been like active.
So active still, mm-hmm. like on their solo stuff. I mean, Bam Bam even had his show, who Natty runs, and I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
I need to watch that show. Mm-hmm. I think it must be a lot of fun to watch. I'll eventually check it out whenever I have time. It's hard to find time, I feel like. I'm just so busy with other stuff. Mm-hmm. But we will make time, and I'll definitely... I want to watch it, too, because, I mean, Natty won me over, too, when we watched Kiss of Life. Although, secretly, Hanyul was the one that probably would have won me over if I had known she was even holding my, like...
Christmas tree sweater. Yeah,
what the heck? I don't even know if we talked about that, but yeah, so we watched Kiss of Life, and Hanyul was, like, in our pictures, because we got the VIP pictures. Hanyul was holding up like my sweater because I was dressed as a
Christmas tree sweater.
Yes. And it was, I had no idea because it's so fast and so quick and I didn't even feel it. I can't feel anything. And then they don't drop and release the pictures until after the whole tour is done. So we waited a while,
like a month,
like over a month till the tickets dropped. And then when we got them, I was like, what the hell? It was cool though. So, I mean, I posted it when it happened. Maybe I'll post it again, but it was really cool. And then we have another music video,
yeah,
ZB1.
ZB1, so their Korean release.
Doctor Doctor.
It's really good. I like their songs. They're really good.
They are catchy. Wake One's doing a good job, whoever's producing it.
I feel like ZB1 hasn't released the song where I'm just like, eh. I feel like they've always been really good.
They've been on the mark for sure. Like, especially for Haley's taste, for sure.
Yeah. And so basically, Doctor Doctor, you can kind of guess what it's about.
It's about nurses, right?
Sick.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what I was going
to
say.
They're asking the doctor to help because their heart is skipping a beat. They're lovesick.
It's a good concept, actually. And the music video is pretty cute. Yeah. Not going to lie. Damn, I wish... It's like, why hasn't anyone else done this?
I don't know.
Like, you'd think in all these years, because it's a really genius concept, to be honest, kind of thing. Probably there is a group that probably has done it. We just are not aware.
Right.
Anyways, because I feel like, you know how... I'm just bringing that up because I feel like people always tend to say like, oh man, like they're copying, this group's copying this. And like, no, because like, I remember a lot of people defending, like, you know, like I love NewJeans. Like people were like defending NewJeans or like even some other groups that are like Gen 4, Gen 5, like saying like, oh, like they're the first ones to do this. And it's like, please.
Everyone's done a school concept.
Like, well, I'm not talking, well, I guess that's the example Haley wants to bring up. But I mean, like, every concept has pretty much almost been done already. Or, like, you could trace roots, kind of, like, inspirations back to, like, a Gen 1, Gen 2 group or something else, right, to be honest. Let's see. I mean, I'm not saying that there's no groups currently that have something new because, obviously, it's definitely possible.
It's probably been done before somewhere down the line because we don't follow all the groups. So yeah.
Let's see. The next one after ZB1 is looks like this group might be something of interest to you, Haley.
Yeah, Kickflip. They came out with their debut album and also dropped their music video for Mama Said. And
what did you say?
Mama Said.
You say it in like... As like it's one word.
Mama said.
Mama.
Mama, mama.
Mama said.
Mama
like,
said.
Mama said we have to be home at this time.
Yeah, exactly. Their music is really good too, honestly. Like,
why do you sound like that?
Because I'm like, I want...
You sound very worried.
Because I think when I initially like talked about them when they had their pre-release for Great, like...
Great and Mama Said.
I was kind of like, I mean, I know I said this on the podcast when I was talking about it. I was like, I'm just going to like wait till their full album or like their whole album drops before I judge what they sound like. And honestly, I do really like their sound.
Man, this was pretty good. I like this song a lot. Yeah. And I appreciate all the music videos they've been doing since their name is Kickflip. Has been relating to skateboarding somehow. Like, they have a skateboard
for
in it. For now. I hope they always continue to have at least, like, you know, like a skateboard in the back or something.
Or, like, a skateboard keychain or
something. Like, anything skateboard.
This
doesn't matter. Just as long as it's a skateboard. Because I appreciate it if they stick to that theme. And it's, I mean, their music is interestingly good. Of course, coming from JYP.
Yeah, I was going to say, it kind of sounds like Old Got 7 and then Boy Next Door. And I like those sounds, so.
Oh, man, that's interesting.
They're no Boy Next Door for me, so don't get too excited, but I really like what I'm hearing so far.
And the interesting thing was, after we watched the music video, like, I was able to kind of, I only know two of the members, technically. I only know both of the names.
Uh-huh.
One of them looks like a clone, which is why this is possibly Haley's bias.
He is my bias.
He is like a clone of Taemin mixed with Sungho.
Yeah.
And his name is Dongho.
Yeah. Donghwa.
Donghwa. So close.
Dongho is
Dongho Singles Inferno. Sorry. Dongho is the guy that looks like Wanwoo from Singles Inferno, which we still have to catch up on all the episodes. Donghwa.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Donghwa
Du. Donghwa Du Ni Hao. Yeah, so basically that's what I have to remember. And the other one is their leader.
No.
He's not the leader. Never mind. He's just the tallest one. He's Japanese, right?
No.
Oh, he's not Japanese. Korean. He's never mind. I'm getting all this wrong. So I'm 0-2, but I can tell you for sure, he's one of the like the taller. He's the taller ones. He has his face is more firm. Like he has
masculine.
Like a hand. He has a masculine.
More mature. Hand,
he has a handsome face, mm-hmm. Not like handsome Squidward, but very close. Yeah. He has the deep Felix voice.
Yeah, he has a deep voice. He's the rapper.
He sounds. He is, okay, out of all the K-pop boy groups with other rappers, like, I know people have said, oh, this guy sounds kind of like Felix. This other guy, like, I forget what other groups we've listened to. Mm-hmm. And when we finally hear them, we're like, kind of. Like, this guy, it's not as deep, but I mean the sound, the tone, it's like Felix's. So they kind of, JYP found another, like, Felix tone, but he looks nothing like Felix. That looks nothing like Felix. We're talking about very, like, handsome, like Felix is like handsome, gorgeous.
Felix is like very androgynous.
Yeah, there you go. That's the word. Thank you for upping my vocabulary. I was missing a word there. And then, so this guy's more like kind of masculine himself.
Do you remember his name?
Minjae.
Yes, of
because it's
you
like Minji.
Mm-hmm.
Except an E instead with an E instead of an I.
I told him that when I was like trying to like tell him the names of them. I was like, this one will be easy because it's like Minji with an E.
Minjae and Dongwo. And
Dongwa.
And then how many of them are there?
There's 7.
Okay, so 5 others. That's all I can say.
Okay,
so that was
I'll talk more about them after.
Yeah, well I think Haley will have a good part on that one. And last but not least, this song came out already, but I just want to talk about it because we're talking about music videos. I did start watching some of the Baby Monster, I should say. Music videos, like making of the music videos, because I feel like this is a good entry, like entry level kind of thing to start getting to know the groups, right? In general,
yeah.
And I know I talked about it when they were recording last episode or 2 episodes. I'm not
last
sure.
Episode.
So I watched behind the scenes making of Click Clack, which was really cool. Remember, like I think for Click Clack, we both were like it's like, oh, it's kind of growing on us. Like it's a black and white music video, and it's like they're kind of like their hard rap music video or like and song. So it really like grew on me, and it was interesting because like you really get to know all the members. It was cute because like all like Ahyeon, we found out Ahyeon can't ride a bike. All the members are like riding bikes, and then she cannot ride a bike. And it's funny because the foreign members said they've been biking since they were kids. I can imagine that,
like me,
Thailand and like Japan and Australia for you, right?
They make us learn how to ride a bike in Australia.
I feel like even like especially like Thailand too, like a lot of people are on bicycles.
That's true, like going to school
and so like all that stuff. So it's like it was interesting to see all that and like learn that. It was also interesting to see because we watched the music videos. You remember, like there's a lot of different like camera zooms and movements.
Yeah.
It was wild. I did not know this. I thought a lot of them were just like edited as one frame and they can zoom in and move the frame.
No.
Or I thought it was a person holding it. No, not that either. It's literally a robotically like controlled like camera. That's why it's able to move so fast to specific, very like specific and accurate angles and what they want to see. It was pretty interesting. That's why I like watching this kind of stuff. It's like, aside from like the group itself, it's like you see some interesting stuff.
Yeah, like the one where we watched with Bang Chan where he's on the Segway.
Yeah, on the Segway.
Wouldn't have known he's on a Segway.
It's so simple because they don't show him, like they don't zoom down, obviously, but it was like, that's why he looked like
he's floating
like so smoothly. So like all these little like nuances is pretty interesting. And I mean, overall, it was really cool. Even like one of the cross streets was cool because it was a live cross street. Mm-hmm. People like there was like real people like walking around and stuff. So they always had to keep doing retakes for Ahyeon. But they're just like thanking everyone and the pedestrians for like being patient and like, you know, if they were in the way and all that. So it was cool. I like the whole concept of the video is really cool. Like they all go hard. It's kind of nice to see like when some of the like Chiquita's really good. She's one of those people. Like I think it's almost like Jungkook.
Mm.
I mean, she's maybe the golden mungne for them, yeah, too. Where like she could do stuff in one take, right?
Mm.
Like the director will just tell her like, oh, we need you to kind of do this and this. She does it. Knocks it out first try and they don't have to redo it again. Mm. So it's pretty cool to see that again because we've seen that before, like behind the scenes stuff, like when we watched BTS back in like 2018, like when you started to make me watch them.
Yeah.
So yeah. So it was kind of full circle in a different way. And I think with that, it's time to take a water break. I think Haley needs a water break or a bathroom break or some type of break.
Oh, yeah, water.
And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell. And please just keep tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast. Like all your donations, all your subs, all your ratings goes a long way. It really helps the podcast because Haley and I just do this on the side. We're like just doing this from our dining room table.
Right.
No one else is editing this. It's literally I edit this right after, and you know we're not like in some fancy studio or under like some other like podcast like platform or anything. It's just we're just doing our own thing. Haley, where else can they check us out? What can they do there?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast, and if you want to chat with us, just send your DMs there.
We have a TikTok also, I guess, because it's not banned still. But we don't really do stuff there. But if you want to look there.
I don't have TikTok anymore.
Haley on my phone. It.
I like literally when they banned it, I was like, okay, bye. Then and like I uninstalled TikTok because I was like, this is taking up too much room on my phone.
This is an excuse
and then
for
like
you.
Less than 24 hours, they're like, just kidding. And I can't even download
just
it
kidding.
Again.
We're not going to ban it completely.
So
yet.
You can't download it though from the shop, like you can't get it from Apple or Google yet. It's not
if it's
there.
On your phone, it's on your phone. You
so
have
I
it.
Don't have it.
Did you see that? There was a freaking crazy article saying people are selling phones with the app still installed.
Why? Who fucking cares? It'll come
because
back
because there's
eventually.
People who really want it and like
addicted?
Maybe addicted or like maybe use it as a platform for making financial
well if
gains?
They did that, why did they fucking delete it? I deleted it because like I don't give a fuck because like
I don't know, Haley. I'm just saying
if it's
that what I
important
saw.
Like just keep it
I'm
for
just
a little
saying,
bit
I'm just saying what I saw.
I needed space on my phone and I wasn't using TikTok anyway.
That's why
so
catch us
like,
on Instagram. DM us on Instagram and all that stuff. Let's see.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Time for us to move on. This next segment is this is where all the drama and all the news. We have like all the interesting stuff news wise, and then we'll get to more just regular light-hearted updates and other random news. But fasten your seatbelts. It's jeans for free time.
Oh no!
Or should I say new jeans? So interestingly enough, we know they've been active on their Instagram account. This is kind of where we get all their updates. All the members doing their own thing. But we finally got an actual update. It's an interesting one. Two very interesting ones. One is an actual post. And this post, out of nowhere, it's almost like they have a little contest for fans to come up with a new temporary group name
why
for them.
Why temporary? Are they hoping to get New Jeans back as their name? Is that
I have
why?
No idea. Maybe while they figure out what to do instead of like...
Mm.
Going masquerading around as quote unquote new jeans
or jeans for free
yeah.
What's wrong with jeans for free?
I mean, that's why they could get some interesting ideas. I saw one and I literally thought this was a good one. Just call yourself jeans.
Like, yeah,
it's so simple. I of course through
or
my
or they could put old oh no used jeans
oh
because they've been used and abused.
Oh man, I should put that and put a sad face.
No.
I did something boring. I put new jeans, but spelled like the NU, like new, and then put like genetics jeans. And then I also said, oh, you could just go simply blue jeans. I don't know. So that's what's going on. So you can post, and I think they're going to be checking it out within the next up, like they said, like for 2 days. So that's interesting. So they want everyone to participate in the comments. Haley, we will bring up that idea after we're done with this podcast, because maybe I'm just going to throw more ideas.
I'll just be like, use jeans.
Use jeans. Used and abused jeans. Let's see. The other interesting thing was their IG story. They put a big, huge text. Did you see this?
Nope.
They put a big, huge text in their IG story. I screenshot it to make sure I didn't lose it. It was all in Korean. So I took to Twitter, or should I say X, and like try to find translations, because I knew someone would have everything up. Found the translations. It's huge. So it's basically, it's like a letter from all the five members. It says, you know, from Minji, Hani, Danyeol, Haerin, and then Hain. And then it's like, you know, it did them all in chronological age order kind of thing. I'm going to try to make a synopsis out of this. So it's kind of like, it's almost a little bit about, not even a little bit, it's about the ongoing back and forth lawsuit drama between Hybe and Adore versus New Jeans, right? So they brought up their legal teams. They talked about the legal teams on Hybe's end, and then their end, they found like someone to represent them legally also. They talked about Hybe trying to coerce people around them, including their parents, to divide the members. They talked about like defamation towards them, saying stuff like Hybe said that New Jeans is only taking an quote unquote extended break due to like a career hiatus. And then they're taking it. They don't like that because.
Oh, my God.
And then they're framing. They're saying that the situation is being framed inappropriately. And that even after the contract termination, Hybe continued to harm them by distributing defamation videos and stuff on YouTube and all this stuff where, like, I don't think they have, but...
Dang, they're really hating on Hybe.
Yeah, like, they're like, man, like, backs against the wall, and it doesn't... I mean, I don't know, like, it's crazy that they're feeling like this. I don't think... Like, Hybe is just still posting normally, I feel like, too. I mean, everyone has their own
Are they still posting thoughts. On their...
Yeah, the official one. Because they still are, like...
When is their contract fulfilling end?
Okay, so... Quote unquote, they terminated the contract, but they're just fulfilling the duties. So you
how
never,
many duties?
Haley, how would we know? How the hell would we know, Haley? Do we know their calendar, their schedule? No. Do I have it in front of me? They might still have stuff to like, you know, like the next month.
Next year.
Well, this year, maybe next year, but that's what I'm saying. So we won't know. Only the members and everyone involved knows like the actual schedules. It might be coming close to the end, like the last bits of their schedule, right? Because I mean, that's why they're bringing this up and it's kind of getting more serious. But it sucks that it's already come to this. So like, they wanted to wrap up their schedules, their agreements, and they said they want to do this with minimal conflict, ensuring no harm would come to both involved parties. You honestly think that's going to happen? Like, I'm like, once you guys started this termination thing, there's going to be harm to both sides, no matter what.
Right.
It's not going to be a happy flowers and, oh, good job. Thank you for everything. It is not going to go like that.
Yeah, thanks to Minhee Jin.
We
can
thank Minhee Jin for starting this whole freaking fiasco for like trying to like defect from the parent company that gave you the money and the ability to recruit the New Jeans members, which were like recruited from Source Music, aka Le Sserafim, G-Friend. Like they recruited New Jeans. We did a big spiel about this like a while back. But if you didn't know, Minhee Jin recruited the members for Adore because they were like up and coming new label under Hybe. And you know, Hybe's like, oh, okay, here's some trainees from like our other subsidiaries. Here, Source has really good ones. Take your pick from Source. They pick them from Source. And it's like, you know, almost like biting the hand that feeds, like trying to like, you know, trying to be sneaky, but getting caught during the audit to try to like, because, oh, we're doing so successful. We want to break away from the company.
Yeah.
And now after that ball started rolling, it was just like horrible because the members sound like they're like being like really fed a lot of possible lies and like other fake promises from both Adore and from Hybe, and of course Minhee Jin. Yeah. Like, it sucks. Like, yeah, so that started the whole ball like rolling, especially when that was going on. They said they want to reveal all the mistakes and everything that Dor has done to them through the legal proceedings and shed light, bring truth to light. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I bet you there's gonna be a lot of truth and to light from both sides. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone has their own definition of truths and lights, so it's just gonna be so messy. I really think I'm just gonna be able to save money, not seeing New Jeans this year in terms of like their, because I was ready. This year was supposed to be the year that they're doing a world tour.
Yep.
That was what was under the calendar, like the 2025 like stakeholder stuff when we were kind of reviewing info from 2024. That's gone down the drain. All my money's gonna go to Le Sserafim, Blackpink's comeback twice, and anything in between. Baby Monster. Mm-hmm. Gonna maybe do ITZY and IVE, right? Possibly.
Maybe.
Some boy groups, of course. Going with Hailey Ray to Stray Kids, of course. Probably Boy Next Door, mm-hmm. right? Most likely. And TXT.
Oh, okay.
Maybe in Hypen too.
Maybe.
We'll see. And I know you're going to probably check out ZB1 and 2US with our other friends. And yeah, so they said they sincerely apologize for causing concern to all the fans. Yes, I'm very concerned. I'm very worried about your futures, guys. Like, oh man,
who would have thought
this is you? It's gonna be so hard for you guys to get your like feet on the ground again with any other label, to be honest. Mm. I feel like now, because who would want to take on the role of like this possibly happening to them, right? Like,
I don't know.
That's why, like, their only hope is literally Minhee Jin. Sadly and unfortunately enough,
I haven't heard anything from her.
That's why she like posted something. She posted some cassette player. People are taking it as like she hasn't posted in a while and thinking that she's like, oh, they're gonna release something soon. Mm-hmm. People are like, oh, maybe they're gonna just release it as a cassette player. That's a fucking dumb, horrible idea. People are excited about that. We're boomers. We're from that generation. We listened to that like in our cars, our parents' cars. There was no CD players when we were like kids.
Our Walkman.
There was like, it was like all like this like tape player stuff. Like not even CDs yet. Mm-hmm. Like when we were born and for like a good chunk of our like child lives. Mm-hmm. That's a horrible idea in terms of accessibility for making money in this digital age. So if they do a release, that's cool. If they do an individual release, but the people who are like, oh, they should just do this, no digital, you shut your face.
How are you going to listen to
how it? The hell it will it be accessible? Make money? And how will they make money? There's no success if there's no money, to be honest.
If you can't get it on Spotify,
these people are freaking YouTube? Dumb. Oh, I'm going to buy one album. You think that one album is going to fucking save them?
No.
Oh, okay. My rant is over, aside with the, like, along with the news. I just hope everything is better. And the crazy part, at the end of this, quote unquote, in Korean, of course, we will work to regain our freedom as soon as possible and deliver our music to you
in a
fair
slaves.
And proper way. Yeah, that's the, like, freedom. What?
Jeans for
you
free.
You guys were not locked up. You guys were getting paid. You guys were successful.
Right.
You guys, it's not like you were in a dungeon in, like, some third, like, not even third, but, like, fourth world, like, company. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, I don't... Oh, man. It's really disappointing. It makes me sad.
I don't know. I feel like BAP had it worse. They weren't getting paid at all.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Mm. That's some...
Yeah.
They need to... Oh, my God. All right. Mic drop. I'm done. I don't want to talk about this more. Haley, please take the wheel. We will be talking about Big Bang and Top.
Yeah. Mostly Top. So he did actually talk about Big Bang recently in his recent interview, which was crazy to me because he has not talked with like any kind of media for 11 years.
That's insane.
Isn't that and crazy?
The reason why he had to this time is because he's obviously a central character in Squid Game season
right.
2.
Yeah, so he was put in the spotlight again.
It was gonna happen. Right. But it was good
he
though.
He knew it too.
He was just, I think he was mentally, emotionally preparing for it,
he
right?
He was.
It's been a while coming and I think he knew he was gonna get these hard questions.
Yes.
But he surprisingly did he took care of it really well.
He did. I'm really proud
of
him.
It must be amazing as a VIP, right? For
honestly,
you guys.
Honestly, it is because I had hard feelings against him, if I'm going to be honest. Like if you listen to our other podcasts about him, I was really bitter.
Oh, people know. That's for sure.
I was mad and bitter, and I'm like, why is Top just, like, dropping his fans and then, like, acting this way towards his members, who I'm sure didn't do anything to him? But he had his reasons, and he opened up about everything, and all my questions are finally answered, and I have closure. Like, I have closure.
This is a tissue warning. Get the Kleenex ready.
Please don't, because, like, I did... When I was talking to Joko about this, like, prior to, like, talking
just
about
privately,
it now.
Privately, yeah.
I was crying. Like, I was really, really emotional
this
about it.
This is a couple days ago when you told me everything going
on.
Yeah,
so I don't want to get to that point again. It's very emotional for me because, like, obviously Big Bang is, like, one of my... That was my gateway to K-pop, honestly. And that was, like, my ultimate group for a long time.
Until
Seungri fucked it up.
I mean, when did you get into K-pop briefly, or like Big Bang and all this stuff?
Like 2008 and then 2009 more so. That's when G-Dragon became solo, and that's when I really got into it.
OG right there.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I go way back with them, basically. So he did an interview, I think, with like multiple Korean media outlets, and he said that... He felt strongly that he had to apologize for everything that has happened. And he also feels that the lack of communication led to a lot of misunderstandings, which is really true because that's what happened
with me. Yeah.
Obviously.
I saw it firsthand.
Like, I was pissed off, honestly. And I feel bad. That's probably why I cried, because I was like, oh no, like, he was actually really good, like, this whole time. And he's like, reasoning, like... I accept it, honestly. Like, his reasoning for it makes sense. And then he said, like, after careful consideration, he gathered the courage to come forward and, like, talk about it. What all these questions haven't been answered for many, many years. And that was the reason why he decided to hold this interview. He did talk about his role of Thanos on Squid Games, who is basically a washed-up rapper who was consumed by drugs. Which, if you guys remember, this character honestly mirrors Top's past a lot. And Top knew this taking on the role, which it was, like, a way for him to confront his past mistakes and, like, all the shame and guilt he was holding on to. Because, like, if you guys didn't know, what year was it? I think it was 2017. He got caught doing marijuana, and this broke out in Korea as a huge scandal.
I feel like we had a whole huge episode talking about how Korea views the use of
so backwards
marijuana versus like even like sexual assault and shit. Mm-hmm. It's a more heinous crime.
Yeah.
And it's like it has like more unforgiving punishments, and like it's looked down upon more so than freaking like sexual like
assault,
any type of that stuff versus marijuana. You get like it's like a higher like penalty and like a lot of like punishment. It's ridiculous.
Because to be honest, I feel like Top got more hate doing marijuana than Seungri got for doing all that fucking prostitution, trafficking, sexual assault, sexual abuse, filming girls like without sexual consent and stuff like that. Top got more of a hit and like takedown than Seungri, which makes no fucking sense to me.
It was wild. And I never really knew about this till like getting into all this K-pop stuff and hearing all this from Alia, like, and our other friends. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, it's backwards as fuck.
It's so weird. It's really weird.
So Top did say that the offer to play Thanos was a daunting proposition. Of course, because like his character is
kind
obviously
of
mirroring
him.
His past.
Yeah, it's wild to think to like, oh, can you imagine? Like, we want you to be an actor in this.
Yeah.
In this series.
But you're
gonna
druggie.
Be playing your old self, like old image of yourself.
That is like honestly really courageous of him to even take on this role.
That's why when we initially talked about this before we knew all this stuff, I remember you saying like you're surprised that he even took up a role where he's doing like marijuana and like ecstasy kind of shit or something. Mm-hmm.
But, so, like, because the character obviously mirrored his past, and, like, he said that, like, these were aspects of his life that he would rather keep hidden or like not talk about. But then playing Thanos is going to open up all that like old wounds and like his past again. So like he did hesitate for the role of Thanos, but then he said it seemed like destiny was like pulling him in that direction to take on that role. So he did, obviously, like he took on the role of Thanos. He did an amazing job. Like if you guys watch Squid Game, like he depicts the character of like a drugged out failed rapper.
It's funny.
Really,
it seems
well.
Over the top the way he does it. Yes. But like, I think it was necessary.
He did talk about that too. Cause he was like, a lot of you watching Squid Game might think that Thanos is kind of like cringy because of the way that he acts. And he's just like, so like over the top and like, I don't know, like it just seems too much. Top said that he did that on purpose because he was like, would a successful rapper who isn't a lowlife be in Squid Game to begin with?
Honestly, he just had to say that.
Exactly.
Like, I'm like, why didn't that even cross my mind? Of course.
He's like, if you're a cool and like successful rapper, you're not going to be in Squid Game like in depth kind of thing. So yeah, that's why he like... kind of did the character like that. And he did a really good job, honestly. Because I did feel like kind of cringe when I was watching. I was like, damn, like calm down, Top. But so he did also like touch on the fact that he was holding onto like immense guilt that he hasn't been in contact with any of the Big Bang members ever since like their last drop, Still Life, in 2022. So like ever since then, he hasn't been in contact with any of the members. And he said that maybe when more time has passed and I find peace, I'll be able to contact them. I do hope that he does contact them, finds the courage to just like talk to them, or I hope that the other members
reach out to him.
Reach out to him.
Especially after this interview.
Yeah, like honestly.
Daesung,
G-Dragon, Taeyong. I feel like they're all in the know with this kind of stuff.
Daesung's our man that will connect and like. He's so
G-Dragon.
Like.
G-Dragon. I feel like G-Dragon and Top were so close. That's why I was honestly like hurt by it. Because I knew how close they were.
Mm-hmm.
And like even when G-Dragon went to the military, the one that he wanted by his side up until the last moments when G-Dragon entered was Top. So I was just like, what the fuck is going on? That's why I was like so like upset when Top did all this kind of stuff, like not contact them and like just kind of, I don't know, like ghost them in a way. But he was also asked by the interviewers, did you watch the MAMA 2020 for performance that Big Bang did? And he said, yes, of course I did. He said, seeing the members perform so brilliantly on stage filled me with both pride and guilt. I sincerely wish them the best. I was like, no. So, like, of course he watched.
Sad.
I know, I was crying.
He's
so
probably
much.
Just cheering and like, yeah, this is
yeah.
great.
He's like, so, like, he also, because I did touch on this before too, and said that Top did block fans who were tagging him in photos of Big Bang when they were celebrating their anniversary. Like, he blocked
That's
them.
Right.
He
yeah.
even, like, called them out on comments and all caps, like, I'm not part of Big Bang and stuff like that. So he did want to clarify that incident of him blocking the fans on their 18th anniversary in 2024. He said, I didn't want to give false hope to fans who wished for a reunion or were still waiting. Big Bang was such a beautiful part of my 20s. The members were precious to me like family. For me, seeing Big Bang was looking at a photo of family I had been separated from. It was painful in a way that only I could understand. Fans continued tagging me and posting photos, but it was truly painful for me to see those photos. So he was hurting, guys. Like, that sucks.
But then the reason why, mm-hmm. are you going to get to that?
He said, my actions were never about erasing Big Bang or hurting the members. Blocking fans was simply because it was as painful as looking at a picture of a family that is separated. That's so sad. And he's like, unfortunately, that seems to have been misunderstood, which is exactly what I thought, too.
Well, I mean, like the part, I mean, I don't know if you're still going to bring it up. Like,
you can?
No, I was just going to say it because he just doesn't. I don't, like, were you going to say this? Like,
I don't know what you're going to say, so just say
it. I was going to say that it's basically because he doesn't want to put, like, a bad, like, you know, to stain Big Bang.
Right, he didn't want to taint their name, basically.
This is why he was, like, kind of, like, distancing himself, like for their like own better, like for the good of the group. For the group.
But the thing is, like, honestly, like,
it was just like, I think it was just done kind of poorly, because like, yeah, because like it was kind of like flipped around, like,
yeah, because fans obviously they want him back. The members want him back, because if you guys remember when they performed Home Sweet Home, that song is honestly for Top. And it's G-Dragon's way to basically tell Top, like, to come home, like, fucking come home. That's what it was. And a lot of fans, like, saw that as what they meant when they released that song. So hopefully, I'm hoping sometime in the future, like, they will have a reunion, maybe even for their 20th anniversary, which is in 2026. Who knows? Like, time heals all. I feel like he's had enough time. And, like, him opening up about this because of this interview, like, I feel like there's more time to heal for him.
I think this is, like, the doorway.
Yes, I think so, too.
Of the whole beginning of them kind of, like, me at too. Least, like, rebuilding the relationship.
I think so. Like, honestly, maybe this year. We'll see. We'll keep you up to date. But I have good hopes, because, like, G-Dragon, Taeyong, and Daesung are good people. Like, their chemistry is so good together. And, like, with Top as well, they love him. They even left a space for him when they were performing at those MAMA Awards. Like, they didn't even, like, take out his rapping parts. It was still there. So, yeah. That's just my take on it. But we'll see.
I get it. I mean, I've gone through it. Before K-pop, I'm super whitewashed. Like,
yeah,
I listen to a bunch of alternative and K-pop, alternative and pop punk pop. I can't fucking talk. All I can think of is K-pop these days. Pop punk music.
Yeah,
I've listened to Blink 182 mm-hmm. like since, like, I don't know, when I was in elementary school. Yeah. So I'm trying to think. I started listening to Blink 182 and I was like, when did I graduate? 2000. Oh my god! I started listening to Blink 182 like around 1996, mm-hmm. 97.
Yeah,
and then when even Travis entered and everything. Mm-hmm. So I've been there since the beginning. And when they broke up, mm-hmm. it was heartbreaking.
Yeah, of course.
And guess what? I don't. This is like so many years.
How many? 10?
Like nearly plus? Like 20. No, it's like 20. More? 20 years. Or I mean, they were not together for like a good while already too. Like. But, like, tragedy brought them back together. We're not going to get into the full story. Yeah. But basically, they're back together.
Right, and like, making music again and when
you talk
again.
About when you talk about how close Top and G-Dragon was, and, it makes me think of how close Mark and Tom were. And, like, they've distanced themselves so much, but, like, you know, tragedy and, like, some other crazy stuff has happened.
Basically, life brought is them too together. Short, yeah. honestly, like, they should just rekindle. That's what I think.
100%.
Yeah.
Hopefully it follows the same route.
Mm-hmm.
With that said, I think it's time to take another break, an emotional break. Mm-hmm. Drink some water just like Haley did. Wipe those tears from your face and use the bathroom.
Tried hard to not cry.
Use the bathroom. And don't forget to like, follow, hit subscribe, hit that notification bell. And you're still here tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast. Haley, where can they check us out and what can they do there?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast, and send your DMs there.
All right. We have some more stuff to talk about. We're already at the 50-minute mark, Haley. Yet we haven't even at Stray Kids or BTS.
Why is there so much?
It's my turn to talk about some of this stuff. IU. We finally caught up and watched. I haven't watched the Christmas one of IU's Palette, which is the one with Twice, and I still haven't freaking watched it. But we watched recently IU talking to IVE for her most recent episode. IVE did just drop their newest comeback, Rebel Heart. That was, honestly, I really like this song a lot.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
So apparently, IU was supposed to have IVE a long time ago, but during the recording that they were supposed to be having, like the whole IU Palette episode, she got sick.
Mm.
Even IVE apparently had practice, you know, like when they sing each other's songs.
Yeah.
They did the whole practice session and everything, but then they couldn't record because IU was sick, mm-hmm. and then the schedules couldn't get rescheduled to realign until now. So, yeah, and then IU has been feeling really bad, like, since then. And, you know, of course they're going to say, like, oh, it's okay. We're just, like, worried about you and hoping you're okay.
She was sick.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, you know, Won Young was just like, yeah, we're just more worried about you and hoping that you're okay and everything. So now they're here, they're finally together again, and they're, you know, I think both sides enjoy each other a lot. I mean, every group that sees IU, you know, idolizes her too. Like, you know, like they're huge fans of her, like growing up as well. Right.
Right.
She's been in the industry a while too.
Yeah.
And IU wanted to invite them as a guest to her concerts. You know how IU does that thing where she invites guests to perform at her concerts? Like, remember Korea had like a lot of crazy guests.
And they have NewJeans.
And, like, NewJeans, exactly. Mm. So that was really cool. And I think IU said she wants IVE. She had never had IVE yet. And the cool part was, because it's hard though, she couldn't get IVE because schedule conflicts. It's hard to get each other at the same time. And the crazy part was she offered IVE. She said that, like, you know, during one of your tours, if you want me to do it, if I'm available, I'll be a guest at your concert, your tour. That's pretty wild. I don't think I remember her ever offering her services,
really,
vice versa. Yeah, of course. It had to be because of that. But that's pretty cool. Now they have that little trump card to play if they wanted to. So it was crazy because they were talking about both of them had their world tours. So they've all been super busy. Like, I guess even IVE, they had their world tour for like about 11 months.
Mm.
And actually, like, even though it seems long, it's not that. It's like standard, if not longer, because Stray Kids twice? Their world tours are like over a year long.
Blackpink's
was way over a year long. It's almost like 2 years, felt like. So it was pretty interesting. Like, hearing them converse about that. They talked about Rebel Heart, of course. They even sang it live. Mm-hmm. It was the first time they've sang it. It was really cool because IU's band for Palette. Mm-hmm. It's cool. It's awesome because it's a live band that's, like, playing, you know, the drums, the keyboards, the guitar, the bass. It sounds so cool. I love live bands. And Haley knows I love all the instruments and stuff, especially when we see concerts and K-pop concerts touring here.
Mm-hmm.
They talked about, like, IVE being at Lollapalooza in Chicago, like their performance. IU also said how much she loved Liz's vocals, and when, like, Liz sang that one song that IU and V, Tay sang. Yes, so Love Wins All. Let's see what else here. IU, so the song she sang from IVE was 11, like their own kind of like rendition, right, with a live band. Sounds really good, actually, obviously. And then IVE sang Halsey, which was one of the newer songs she had, where the music video was like the one where she recorded in LA, like where J-Hope did his chicken noodle soup video kind of thing. And then IU even did like a recorded cover of their other song, Either Way, but it was just like a recording. So it's interesting hearing that. And after that, you know, the usual stuff, everyone's saying thank you for, you know, each other's time. Then they submitted that little like art thing at the end. So it was another good episode. If you haven't checked it out, check it out. And if you haven't checked out I feel like the IU Palette episode that really got us into it, 17.
Oh, yeah.
It was just, I think,
DK
like,
fanboy.
Was it like six of them? Only five or six of them that was there. But man, that was the one. I was like, man, this is a fantastic show. And it's like, yeah, DK is huge IU bias, like, fanboy for real.
So cute.
Let's see. Let's talk about something in the world of 18y and 80s. So I'm sure many 18y are very familiar with Woo Young's outfit choice selection for the most recent airport fashion. Haley, do you want to remind us for those who didn't know or don't remember?
Yeah. So Woo Young did his airport fashion, and he was sporting a sweater,
very sporty crew neck sweater ish
that read in capital letters.
Of course, they always love wearing English writing on their, you know, on their clothing.
Yeah, because they think it's cool.
Yes, this one was cool.
His said, "She's got me by the balls."
Love it.
Love it.
That was the best.
Oh my god! Like, why was he wearing that? First off,
okay, we'll continue the story on. So this, of course, this saga continued.
Of course,
into a fan call.
Yeah, so on the fan call, he was asked by an 18y why he was wearing that sweater. and
who's got you by the balls? Who is she? No.
Woo Young said he claims he didn't know what it meant at all. He was acting like super innocent.
And like he's disappointed. Like,
he's like, what? He's like, I didn't know what it meant.
As soon as I found out and when we're still in the airport, I took it off.
I stuffed it in my bag.
I did it all forcefully.
Yeah. He was like, the reason why I bought it in the first place was because I thought the design was pretty. And he's like, if I knew what it meant, do you think I would have worn it?
Yes. The answer is yes, Woo Young. I believe you would have. And that's because he is playing this game where like.
I feel like he's lying because.
Yeah, I agree with Haley. I'm on the same side as Haley.
Because San and Hongjun.
And probably some of the fucking managers they have.
They can understand English and read English. And I'm sure if Uyong was in the store looking at that sweater, would he not be curious to be like, what does this mean? And like translate it?
And do you think he would have worn this out to this airport fashion? Because everyone knows the airport fashion is basically a fashion show with cameras everywhere. And without telling anyone else telling him what it means while he's wearing this. You don't think no one knew what it meant?
Everyone fucking knew.
Oh, they did.
He knew.
This guy, he's just trying to get away with robbery. He's trying to act innocent. They were probably laughing, cracking up about it.
Yeah, they probably thought it was hilarious. Like, obviously it was because, like, I don't know. I don't know, like, in Korean if they even have a term for something similar. Like, she's got me by the balls.
But still,
I feel like you can Google that pretty quick and see what it means. And I'm sure he did before buying the sweater.
Who got you by the balls, Woo Young? Like, I want to know.
I don't know. I just thought it was really funny. And I think San probably gave him the sweater, to be honest.
And it's probably a dare and he lost or something. But the fact that he tried playing it off and he was like, I remember in the fan call because you showed me the video.
Yeah.
He's acting so serious. Like, man, you think I would have worn this? I stuffed it in my bag. You shut your fucking face.
It's so funny because like a lot of 18-y in the comments were like, when he answered that way, they're like, of course you would wear it still if you knew what it meant. Like they know him.
They know all of them.
It's like, I'm not
them.
Like a huge 18-y and stuff, but I already know that he would probably still wear it knowing what it means.
That's even more reason for them to read it.
Exactly.
He's just being an idol protecting his, the image and everything.
He's so funny.
He's so dumb. all right. And let's talk about a debut from another new JYP group. Because JYP dropped
NEXT,
which is kind of like their NIZU group. So they're like the Japan-focused group. But we finally got one for Korea. So like the general K-pop Korea group.
Right, yeah.
For Gen 5.
Kickflip.
Kickflip like the skateboard move.
Skateboard trick.
Yeah.
I was telling Joko, I was like, I hope their fandom name is something really cool. Like Ollie.
That would
be cool.
It's so simple. I really hope it's something like that.
I hope so. I hope it has something to do with their fucking name.
Ollie is actually really cool.
Ollie's, maybe.
That is a cool one.
But yeah, we already touched on like what member has caught my eye already. It's obviously Donghwa because he looks like Songho and Taemin mixed.
You are very biased.
I am super biased, but I showed you the photo of him.
I'm biased towards the singles Inferno Sana.
You were like, that looks like Songho. And like
it was Songho.
Exactly. And when I posted it, people were like, wait, that's not Songho. Like, it looks like him. Strictly only in that photo. I feel like he looks a little bit different when he's like moving on camera and stuff. But their album is really good. I think it's only 6 tracks. See You on Tomorrow is my favorite, along with Warriors and Mama Said. But overall, the whole album is really good. I can't really like skip a song on it. Great did grow on me the more I listened to. I feel like it was kind of like Boy Next Door's Dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
But guess what? Dangerous was like on my top Spotify rap, which is insane.
Surprises
that
me.
Was my top song.
That
crazy.
Surprises me.
Me
that,
too.
A lot.
I'm surprised as well. But I must
remember the first time you heard that, you're like, oh my
god. Yeah, I was like,
what is this?
But I think it because after watching like their music performances
and being very biased
and Songho, his part in English sounds so good. So that's probably why. But Knock Knock and Like a Monster are also really good. So I really think this is a solid debut album for them. I feel like a lot of fans who are JYP, you know how like fans usually stay within the same group?
Or the same company.
Company, I guess. I feel like a lot of people who like Stray Kids will listen to Kickflip.
They have a good sound.
Mm-hmm.
There's like an easy to get into sound.
Yeah, it's kind of like Boy Next Door mix. Oh, I said it before. Boy Next Door mix with like GOT7.
I like a lot of their, like, they have a lot of guitar,
yeah,
like, almost like rock-ish songs. Of course, I'm like, yeah, towards that.
I was like, I think Drogo's gonna like their songs.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, so I do keep, like we said, I hope they keep up with the skateboard concept. I did see some of like their behind clips and they were riding skateboards, so I'm glad that they do know how to ride.
If not, they were definitely trained during their training days.
Yeah,
they had to at least balance and just be able to ride.
Right. They were already on Hello 82, so Hello 82 has scooped them up, so I'm sure they're gonna have like signed albums or like fan signs or something in the future.
They're probably gonna be your cake on.
They probably will.
Are you gonna go?
Of course.
Duh. You're going to be busy this KCON again.
So, Min Jae, the one that we mentioned earlier that has the deep voice.
Felix.
So, on this Hello 82 question parade, he did say that he wants to do a dance challenge with a Boy Next Door member, Una, because they are elementary school friends.
Interesting.
So cute.
The
so,
multiverse. See, this is the fun part about multi-standing.
So, I do hope to see like interactions between Boy Next Door and Kickflip in the future.
It will
maybe
happen. They're going to be there at KCON.
And freaking Donghua do a dance challenge together. Oh, be like,
please.
Twins. Because like Han and Huey from Nexi, because everyone says that they look alike or they're like brothers. They did a dance challenge together because of that.
It's going to happen. Look at fucking Jay.
Oh, Jay and
Jay from Hypen and June from 17.
Yeah,
they actually did a dance
together as well because like there are like a lot of doppelgangers in like the K-pop industry.
Oh, even more so now.
Yeah,
I'm praying Baby Monster like because there's a lot of doppelgangers. Mm-hmm. I feel like for the new generations, they almost kind of grab idols that mm-hmm. or grab trainees that look like
similar
to the idols that are successful.
Yes,
like I tell Haley this all the time. Like honestly, Baby Monster is like a mix of a lot of different successful like idols. Like,
yeah,
it's pretty crazy. Obviously, like Chiquita is mini Lisa,
right?
Like then you have my bias Ahyeon. Ahyeon is like Yunjin mixed with Jennie. It's like there's a lot of interesting stuff. Asa looks like Kazuha mixed with Sana, and
like,
she's Japanese too. Like shit. Like
I feel like they do that on purpose, so
easily
grab fans from other fandoms and be like, hey,
the transition is easier. Like, or
obviously it fucking worked for me because like I wasn't going to go all in with it wasn't gonna grab my attention as much as it did, but then I was like, oh, what the fuck,
Sungho clone. There's a Sungho clone here
and I'm like obsessed with Sungho. No one can top Sungho.
Oh, sorry, Changbin.
Sorry, Changbin.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, no. Okay, moving on.
Well, moving on, we have to probably get to Changbin, even though it doesn't matter anymore, Changbin. Sorry. but before that, don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell, and keep tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast. We are still pretty much available on almost all podcast streaming platforms, wherever you're tuning in and listening right now. If you haven't yet, please do so. It helps and goes a long way. And also, you can hit us up. We are normal people. We are simps and K-pop fans just like all of you. And you can hit us up and chat with us on
Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast.
And with that said, the
final segment.
It's crazy because this segment, me and Haley have been doing this ever since like we started this podcast, even before we rebranded to Permission to Stand.
Yeah.
It's been a couple years now, right?
Right.
That blows my mind. I think we started podcasting and doing stuff during the pandemic.
Yeah, we did. 2020.
Wow. It's more than a couple years. Oh my God. It's been a while.
End of 2020.
That's still wild to think. Holy it doesn't feel like we've been doing it this long, but I guess
five
we have.
Years.
Almost.
Almost 5 years.
Or like ish. Anyways, BTS and Stray Kids. Of course, some BTS news first.
Yeah, so J-Hope is currently in Paris. He attended the Louis Vuitton Winter.
Louis Vuitton?
LV.
Are you okay?
Louis Vuitton.
I saw him with Pharrell, and I love Pharrell, too.
Winter 2025 fashion show. Pharrell. Yes, he was with Pharrell.
Travis Scott, too. Mm-hmm. He sat next to, like, Travis Scott. And he was, like, sitting, like, next to Travis Scott, and I think he was also next to Bernard Arnault.
Who is that?
When I read Arnault, I thought it was Frederick Arnault's dad.
When I saw
but I think it's someone else. Like, okay. I thought it was like the, you know, Lisa's boy toys, like brother or husband. Let me read up who this is while you talk.
So V has also stirred up buzz amongst K-pop fans because he has been sharing a lot of songs on his Instagram stories. And one of them was Blackpink's Rosés.
Yeah, thank God. Mm-hmm. Of course he's going to like that song.
It's a good song.
Any song that they like and is catchy, they're going to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And we've had all those awesome moments, like back to like those days when Blackpink and like BTS were like on music shows and award shows. We had, I was guilty of this. I was one of those like huge like army blinks and I loved shipping them together. Like, oh my God. Like,
well, I guess it kind of happened.
Like, it kind of ish happened, I guess. I mean, it's just cool seeing the multiverse like coming together and like there's still like, it's cool to see like I'm glad Tay did that, right? Posting like one of Rosé's songs and like, I think it wasn't even the title. It wasn't like
Stay a Little Longer.
Yeah, it was nice that he put like one of the other ballads and stuff. So I appreciate that a lot because, you know, I feel like they really do listen to each other's songs and the music. And, you know, when they enjoy it, they're not, especially at the level they are now, they're allowed to kind of like freely be themselves,
right?
Yeah. Express themselves. So it's cool to see this. And like, you know, we've seen a lot of like Taney, which is Tay and Jenny. We've seen a lot of Jen with Jungkook and Lisa, Jizcook.
Sorry.
Jungkook and Jizman, which is Jimin. Also, I think I was right. Bernard Arnault was like sitting nearby, and that is the dad, the father.
Oh, damn. The father. Okay.
He's the billionaire Bernard Arnault.
Yeah, because when I saw the last name Arnault, I was
I saw that, and that's why I thought of it.
One guy that I know.
I was like, did you freeze?
I thought you were still talking.
I thought your brain lagged for a second. Yeah, so it's Frederick Arnault's father. So. More multi-stan, like, universe coming together, if you want to just do it that way. But yeah, so there you go.
So moving on, Stray Kids. Guess who is our new Fendi ambassador?
Let me guess. Is it someone that's... Does he touch a lot of grass or does he not?
He needs to. But yes, it is Bang Chan. He is the Fendi ambassador, brand ambassador. Good for him. I'm so happy for him. Like, I'm glad that he is getting this endorsement because he definitely deserves it. And Fendi is a great brand, so I'm very happy for Bang Chan. There's already, like, magazine covers of him out for that if you want to
this
pre-order.
This man is not afraid to show his midriff.
No, he's
or
not.
His chest, so... They could get a lot out of him,
yes,
for sure.
Yes, they can. So, one other news that a lot of Stay were very excited about is that Lee No reunited with his old dance crew. His old dance crew was called Cupcakes. And, isn't that cute?
It is.
It was the members, Vata and Bada Lee. We all know Bada Lee.
We all know Bada Lee. And yeah, so that was part of his
old
dance
crew. And he was the Mungnae.
Oh, I didn't know he was the Hmong name.
Yeah, isn't that cute?
The crazy part is, if you didn't even know this, like we're going kind of deep, and I know all Stay know this, but if you're not a Stay, fun fact, he was a backup dancer for BTS before.
He was.
So if you didn't know that, look that up. It's pretty crazy
Lee
to see.
Backup dancer of BTS.
Yes,
and it's so cute. Like, some of the edits for that are hilarious.
And then,
honestly,
I mean, look at him today.
Right
now, he's part of
the lead dancer of Stray Kids,
and he's the second, which is part of the second most successful boy group currently right now.
Exactly.
So,
good for him.
Second or third. Them and Seventeen are like, you know, always neck and neck, depending on what location globally kind of thing. But yeah.
So
shit, Cupcake Lino.
Cupcakes, yes. So like, Lino was obviously very, very happy, and Bada Lee and Vata were also very happy, and like during their dance challenge they did Walking on Water and they were smiling the whole time and they looked very excited. Some of the other members of the dance crew include, like, they're all like choreographers, obviously. And this is interesting to me. I'm going to bring out Boy Next Door because guess who?
Uh-oh, multiverse.
Who did the choreography for If You Say I Love You?
Okay.
Vada was the one that did it. And
shit.
It's on his Instagram.
Uh-oh.
And
multiverse.
Like, it's so cool. Like,
the dots are all connected.
I had talked about that choreo when it came out too. I was like, damn, this is kind of like a workout song. Like, the choreo is kind of intense.
That makes kind of more sense.
Because he was the choreo. grapher for it, which is really cool. So he, if you guys didn't know, Lino actually was initially admitted to the university aiming to become a choreographer. He was the Mangne of Cupcakes and was active as a dancer before joining JYP and Stray Kids. He also said on Bubble that he was so happy to reunite with his Hyung and Nuna, and that he should visit their dance studio. So I do hope that in the future that they get together again, because guess what? 10 years they have not reunited and did a dance together.
That blows my mind.
It took
what
them
the
that freaking long. Like, you guys all live in Korea.
Maybe because he's just, you know, like, he's getting more free time schedule-wise.
Schedules, and yeah. So
it's always harder, like, especially if you're in a JYP group in general. Like,
right.
Shit.
Exactly.
And now they're so successful, so it's okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, that was really cool. I'm really happy for him. Like, he seemed really genuinely happy.
So different when he's with, like, his actual other friends.
Yes, he is. Totally different person than he is with the members. I feel like he's more savage with the members, but that's just their relationship. Han and Changbin are actually on the covers for Days Korea with Balenciaga.
Your favorite couple.
Oh, yeah.
Not really.
Well, so, I mean, this is all of... Three Racha.
You're like, yeah, there you go.
So, like, Bang Chan is for Fendi, and then Han and Changbin are doing something for Balenciaga. So, it was really cool to see
that's
that.
Three, I mean, that maybe that's three your Racha. Third favorite couple.
Wait, who are my favorite couples?
Huh?
Remind me again.
You're, I mean, number one is obviously Changbin and Hyunjin.
Yes. And then?
Hyunbin-y.
Yeah. Hyunlix?
Hyunlix is your other one, right?
Yeah.
Then this is probably your third, right?
Han and Changbin?
Yeah. I know Han and Lino are usually supposed to be shipped together, but don't you like the Changbin and
I do.
And Han thing? Because, I mean, like, they were even in the Christmas music video together.
Yeah, they're cute together. And I mean, I obviously really like Han, too.
Yeah. So am I wrong?
No.
So third.
Yeah,
third. So, see? What did I say?
I mean, actually, I kind of like Hyunjin and Bang Chan, too. The Red Lights duo.
Oh, shit. Of course. So you maybe know? Fourth, then. Fourth.
I don't know. Maybe I ship them all together, I guess. But anyway, so on Changbin's magazine cover, it really caught my attention because he was holding, I think it was a Balenciaga. No, it was for Balenciaga, obviously. But the bag.
Oh.
Sorry.
Haley is going crazy because we're already
but
over
so
an hour in.
I'm talking about Changbin. So he was peeking through a curtain and was holding a bag, but it was not any bag. It was a Hello Kitty bag, which was so fucking cute because this honestly is like his dad, quote unquote dad, Don Lee.
The
like,
man himself.
If you're a stay, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But there is this actor called Don Lee, and he's basically looks like Changbin's father, and he loves Hello Kitty. He's like this really buff, scary looking dude.
He's in Marvel movies.
Yeah.
People have seen Don Lee. They
and
should
he,
know who
he,
it is.
He, like, he plays a lot of like tough, scary characters, but he loves Hello Kitty. He has a Hello Kitty phone. He has a Hello Kitty
umbrella.
Like a Hello
Changbin
Kitty
calls him
mirror.
Papa?
Exactly. So they've met finally.
And they know the lore between
they
each other.
They do know the lore. So it was just really cute to see that this was Changbin's cover for the magazine with a Hello Kitty bag. I was like, that's so cute. Also, at the Dominate tour in Hong Kong on day two, Chan's parents were in the audience. And this cute moment between Bang Chan and his parents
it's
were...
funny as fuck, actually.
Funny?
His mom.
No.
Oh, no, the other cute one.
This is when he was hugging his parents. So, like, when they go around to the audience, like, during one of their songs, Bang Chan went to where his parents were seated, and he climbed up on the barrier and, like, hugged his mom and dad. And a lot of stay captured the moment on camera, and, like, oh, there's lots of fan cams of it. If you haven't seen it, it's such a cute moment. I think the one that Joko is going to talk about is when they were watching Bang Chan's performance of Railway.
Yeah, it was like the mom and dad were together watching it, and as soon as he stripped off his clothes, the mom was like covering her eyes.
Yeah.
And then the dad was just looking so intently, and then the mom tried covering the dad's eyes.
And
it was
he's like pushing her hand away. He's like, oh, I want to watch. He's like, I want to see my son, like, how ripped he is.
I'm living through him.
Because if you guys don't know, Bang Chan's dad is hella fucking ripped, too. Like,
damn. That man is cut and buffed, yeah. too. Yep.
Also, one last thing here. Hyunjin and Jongin did an Instagram live together because they did promise that they would, because Hyunjin was able to get his hands on his old school uniform, the SOPA uniform. Mm. So they both, if you guys didn't know, Hyunjin and Jongin did attend the same school, School of Performing Arts. And this uniform is like the bright yellow one. Like it's one that stands out so like...
Is it like something my dad would wear?
Exactly. So they were both wearing their school uniform. They both fit in it still, I guess. I mean like... Surprised Hyunjin and Ian can fit in that because they're so buff now, both of them. But yeah, so they did a live. They reenacted a lot of moments when they were in school together. It was just like really cute and wholesome. If you guys want to check it out, I think people have probably like uploaded it on YouTube because obviously Instagram lives are not saved, which sucks. So, but yeah, go check that out.
And on this note, I saw this article literally on my phone. Mm. Adore, let's just go back to NewJeans real quick. Adore warns that NewJeans attempting to promote with a new group name can be a huge, quote-unquote, severe breach of contract. Fuck. Literally what we just talked about and what they posted today, them trying to look for a new name. If they promote a new name, of course it's going to – there's probably a big breach of contract.
I don't understand because I thought they're done with their contract.
What the fuck kind of legal team are they hiring tell them they should? Unless they didn't even consult the legal team and thought this would be interesting.
Of course,
cute.
They probably didn't insult. I mean, consult with someone. This is they think they can do everything on their own.
This is gonna get really bad. This is already ugly, and it's gonna get worse. So on that note, thank you to everyone tuning in, and thank you for listening all the way through. And don't forget to like, follow, hit that notification bell, and subscribe. You're still here tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast. We are available pretty much on most podcast streaming platforms, and if you haven't yet, yes, please support us. Give us a rating, even a little bit of your time will go a long way. And you can also talk to us and chat with us. Where, Haley?
On Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast.
So thank you everyone for tuning in. As always, till the next episode, please take care, stay safe, and as always, peace.